This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm jamming here in the mountains, but it feels like I'm in the Caribbean minus the humidity. It's gorgeous. Those of you watching on YouTube, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the visual side of things. It's much prettier now. I've been wanting to get outdoors since I got out here. The cross-country trip is complete. We made it out west, crossed the Continental Divide, and I've got some mountains to the left of me, mountains to the right of me, mountains behind me. And I am, you know, this is just the chill version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super. I can't be upset today, even though there are stories that are a little upsetting. It just can't impact me. It's just too beautiful here.
I'm waiting for you to break into your
a happy
Julie,
dance.
Your Julie Andrews impression right now.
No, I'm not
right?
Doing that. Can I do a happy dance? Here's doing my happy dance. You can't see it, but I'm doing my happy dance. All right, so yeah. Folks, the United States and world of Health Talk Radio is on. And we're coming at you live for the next couple of hours here, Broadcast Healing. And you can check it out at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don. The notes are up. The links are up. You can check out what we're going to be talking about. Of course, updates. We even have a author of a new book, a friend. I haven't had him on for a while, Ted Anders. We'll be talking about vitamin L, Untwisted, how to use the power of love to heal your emotional pain. And why not? Why wouldn't we use the power of love for that? Right? So that'll be fun. And we've got questions of the day galore. I'll see if we can get through all of them today as well. And upcoming events, you'll check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got John on the board, so all is right with the world. All is right with the world. And we're going to dive into the measles controversy once again. Now, yesterday I talked about another vaccine was the shingles chicken pox combination. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. That was on tap, yeah. And I was a little bit direct. I called it the stupid people vaccine, chickenpox especially, and I don't shirk from that at all. I don't back down from that at all. I know it's not polite to say it, it's not politically correct to say it, but it is factually correct to say it. Because when you look to man to violate God's law or the law of creation, however you want to say it, you're not going to do better than if you had honored the natural order of the universe. Now, this is not to say, okay, Robert, what you're arguing for is if you get an open wound, you just let somebody bleed out because you don't believe in intervention. I mean, any numbnuts out there want to make that argument that I've ever said that? No. The point of the immune system is very unique and different in that it was designed by something far smarter than even PhDs, yes, that's right, I said it, piled higher, deeper, and MDs, and DOs, and NDs, and homeopaths, far smarter. The smartest humans look to the natural world and go, what can I learn from nature? How is it that the immune system develops? What is the beauty and majesty of creation that allows us to be alive and continue to procreate, you know, generation after generation, despite man's arrogance and ignorance? And then we come to the vaccine issue. Now, I have had nurses on this program, doctors, who have woken up and said, you know what, I used to buy hook, line, and sinker, the vaccine thing. I couldn't believe anybody could be alive without it. Who would not want to get vaccinated? And now we see nurses, doctors waking up. And they can't blame RSB for that. It's happening in so many ways. And the most brutal way to wake up is to have a disaster occur to your own child, into the autism spectrum or even death. And they can't stop that. Because as long as they keep administering these vaccines, it's going to keep happening. And so more people will wake up despite their suppression of speech or despite their claims that we're a bunch of Russian bots who don't, you know, who aren't real, not flesh and blood. We're just artificial creations of the Russian state. We're Putin's lapdogs, right? Not a ruble has made it to me. Damn it. Where are our rubles? I keep asking that question. They still don't send any. So we come to today's story about another nurse. Now, when I read this story, I didn't get it the same way Super Don did. As I read it, I felt like she was still pro-vaccination. She wasn't actually anti-vaccination. The headline reads, "Nurse under investigation after posting on anti-vaccination page." So as I'm reading through this article, she's saying she's a nurse in the ER or some kind of area of the hospital, Texas Children's Hospital. And she's talking about a child who was admitted for measles. And she's saying how brutal this measles was, that he's actually in ICU. And I'm reading this like, oh, she's trolling the anti-vaccine pages by going, "You anti-vaxxers are bonkers. Look at this kid in here that got the measles. And you want to not vaccinate? Look how bad this is." But as you read further, and I missed this on the first review, she actually said she was tempted to swab that child's cheek, inside the cheek, and bring it home for her own child to be exposed to the measles. So I take it back what I thought initially was wrong. She's actually woken up and seen the error of medical man's ways in terms of suppressing all expression of childhood disease, including measles. She sees through it, but apparently the hospital's very upset. Super Don, have they fired this woman? Have they suspended this woman? What's the status? Because it wasn't the hospital that was doing anything until apparently parents made some kind of stink about what was going on.
Yeah, apparently she's got some splaining to do. They've actually got her under investigation, and I believe she's, for all intents and purposes, been kind of suspended. She's not able to see patients at this point.
Right, because she might rub off on them. Not measles,
but intelligence. Yeah, well, there's a lot of questions here, and they're being very, I guess you could say they're being respectful to the point that they're not outing her, that
they don't
say what her name is.
They're
redacting, the name and the identifying information, but they're looking into whether she herself has been vaccinated or not, because it would appear that she is not a big fan of vaccines.
Right. Now, of course, the idea that she would then be protected and would protect others is a farce. It's nonsense, because those who are vaccinated actually tend to shed not the wild type of measles, but a form that is not the same. And if I look at this issue, it isn't that she apparently she didn't do a HIPAA violation. She didn't reveal the name of the child or anything like that, but she just was sharing her observations. Now, the question is there a legal ramification? That's why I said I think they're not revealing a lot of things to the hospital, because they don't want to get sued. Their legal department is going, whoa, we may have freedom of speech issues here. Did she violate anything? They're probably doing their diligence to investigate, because we found, of course, and they're probably aware of it, the nurses who have been sued, or that one nurse that was sued for being fired or kicked out of school, you know, they end up winning their case on First Amendment grounds, the freedom to be able to speak, that they can't be kicked out. Now, yeah, if they assess that she's a danger from a transmission of disease scenario, and their perspective is, however wrong it is, that's their religious dogma, that's their cult-like dogma or adherence to the vaccine dogma, basically, the belief system, is that unless you're vaccinated, you're a threat. Of course, it's absolutely nonsense. The threat is when you vaccinate, you weaken the immune system. Under the guise of what? Searching for the Holy Grail, the antibody for a given disease. But as we saw yesterday, even the researchers involved in production of the vaccines are going, wait a second. We saw that with the chickenpox vaccine and the shingles vaccine, it was actually going to precipitate more problems, more shingles. And that's the evidence that we threw out there yesterday. And it's something I've been saying for decades. And now you have more nurses that are waking up. This is evidence. This story is evidence of the fact that maybe not all nurses are on board. Probably the majority of them are not. on board with what this woman has done or her perception of vaccines, not as sacrament, but as a danger. But it is inevitable now that the medical industrial, pharmaceutical industrial, vaccine industrial complex is going to have to find another way, because the doctors and the nurses are figuring this thing out. That's where they said, hey, pharmacists can now vaccinate. And pretty soon it's going to be pharmacy techs that can vaccinate. And after that, it will be Walmart cashiers that will be allowed to vaccinate. Because those that were qualified to do so, even though I disagree with them doing it, they were qualified to do so, are going to start refusing. Because they're going to see the error of their ways. And they will not be able to continue without heavy medication. Because the schism in their psyche will be so devastating to life itself, which is why the suicide rate is highest in the allopathic profession, just about any profession. Highest in dentistry, of course, because of their mercury exposure, but it's higher than most every other profession. I think, truly, because on one level, I'll say it, on the soul level, even if they're unconscious about it, they realize they signed up and said, first do no harm. And the very first thing they do by injecting toxic poisons or prescribing toxic drugs is in violation of that Hippocratic Oath, whether they're taking it or not. So we don't have an outcome on this story, but it is an intriguing one, Super Don, and I think this is more of a trend than an anomaly. What do you think?
I'd agree with you on that. And I, you know, this just happened recently, so I'm sure there's going to be some sort of investigation. The question that remains is, did she do anything illegal? And right. I don't know. I honestly don't know, because when you read her post, like you said, she didn't give any names. But people who would know her would probably know what hospital she works at. And so maybe there's a law against just talking about cases that are going on at a hospital that you're working at. I'm not quite sure how the law works in that way.
Well, we've had Dr. Batar, you know, say, as long as we don't say their name and there's no obvious
that's
identifying
what I thought,
thing.
Yeah.
Right. But in this case, they say there are now 8 measles cases in Texas, apparently. 100 people have been diagnosed in the U.S. this year. But again, we found out that that's not more or less unusual than any given
that's
year.
That's right. Yeah, that's so, pretty much normal for a year.
So to claim it's because of anti-vaxxers, no, it's weakened immunity over generations that have been relying on vaccination instead of good, clean food, water, air, exercise, and, of course, the grace of existence. There's intelligence in our microbiome, the very gut that is started via vaginal birth, right? Talk about that. Exposure to the bacteria, and we rely upon that for all immunity ultimately, too. The bacteria teach our immune system. In fact, they are our immune system. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Plenty of questions of the day coming up. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Outdoors today.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Our friend said don't dance. No, she said don't sing. She didn't say don't dance. And it wasn't related to me. It was don't sing, Superdon. Superdon has a great voice. I don't have a great dancing capacity. My daughter's the dancer of the family.
Then why are you doing it? I'm watching you right now. What are you doing?
Because that's just how I feel. I feel like dancing. I feel like, you know, I've got
to
move.
Are you learning how to Dougie?
I don't know how to Dougie. I don't even know what I do. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I'm just being silly and happy. I'm outdoors. This is there what I want go. It to be. This is what. Right. This is why. This is why. So if you're happy and you know it, shake your, I don't know, tushy, okay? Hello, Robert. Here's a question of the day. I'm not going to play the sound because I'm outside and it's a made-up studio. It's not all connected. So hello, Robert. This is from Bonnie. I'm searching for where I can purchase homeoprophylaxis for my 26-year-old son, who is going to Haiti for a quick visit. Wondering where to buy them and which ones in particular he might need while there. Any info would be greatly appreciated, Bonnie. So homeoprophylaxis is basically the, like, Nozotes. They're homeopathic manufactured forms of virulent agents, pathogens, for instance. Now, they're in a completely non-toxic and non-viable form. They can't replicate. They can't cause you to get disease. But the FDA is not real happy about you having access to homeoprophylaxis. They are going after homeopathy, and one of the reasons they're going after it, not because it's dangerous to you and me, but it's dangerous to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Because when you realize you can sensitize the immune system safely, without harm. You know, they all say, can we have a safe vaccine, please? We have it. It's called homeoprophylaxis. Oh, no, Robert, that's not real because it can't kill you. It can't cause disease. It's not real. That's the skeptics or the septics, as Superdon says. So the FDA is on an all-out witch hunt attack, a disgusting organization, the Fear and Death Administration, and they need to be disbanded. Nothing short of disbanding will protect the American people and their health. We need to be protected from the FDA. Do you understand? The FDA was supposed to protect us from dangerous food, drugs, adulterated things. We need protection from the FDA. I can't say it any more clearly. They are attacking homeopathic manufacturers. They are setting the stage. That petition, we talked about it, could set up more onerous regulations and make it unavailable, completely unavailable to you and me and all of us that we need to use or have the option to use something that is not going to be toxic and poison to kill us or kill our children if you want to prevent disease safely. I'm not even saying those are necessary, but if you given the choice, absolutely. Now, where to get them? Scylla Whatcott, our friend Scylla, she's written books on homeoprophylaxis. She was involved in the truth about vaccines. We got her plugged in with Ty and Charlene Bollinger in that episode. Fantastic episode. We talked to doctors from around the world on this issue of homeoprophylaxis or HP. Where can they get it? Where's the link? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Where's the link?
The link is worldwidechoice.org.
Okay.
Where do you want to go? Worldwidechoice.org.
Choice.org. And I would say stock up on all of them. You know, she's asking me which one's for Haiti. Cholera is a big one, right? Maybe malaria, any of those things that you may be, hepatitis A, B, C, whatever. But the C is garbage anyway. That's another story. But any nozo that you want, get. But I would travel with the silver hydrosol. I would travel with homeopathic remedies for fever. That include phosphorus, cinchona, ferrum fos. I would travel with intestinal homeopathic remedies, the nozotes for the proper, what would we call it, the gut flora. Those exist. Or if you could get it, I'm just trying to think of the many different remedies. There's just too many in my head dancing right through. But I would say that the silver and probiotics would be excellent. If you want to modulate immunity right now, get some beta-glucan from betterwayhealth.com/radio. That'll get you the best deals. That will modulate strength and immunity, not hyperstimulate it, but make you more ready, or your son more ready to handle the interaction that might be unusual there. But again, having the silver with you, we can knock it out. I'm not at all concerned. In fact, doctors were there after the earthquake dealing with cholera, and they brought the silver into play, and they had 100% survival rate, whereas the death rate, as you know, is well over 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% by drugs, because it's massive dehydration, and the antibiotics don't work when you're dehydrated. And even if they do work, there's deleterious impact. Of course, I'm all for your survival however you want to do it, but we can do it with silver if it's done properly, consistently. Hit it again. So make sure your son's traveling with some silver hydrosol if going to Haiti. All right, hopefully that's helpful to you. We got a couple of more questions of the day coming up. We got a COPD reference. Let's see what else we got here coming up as well. What if you don't use antibiotics like I don't? Do you have other options? That's a question from another mom, I believe, or a dad, in fact, in this case. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the worldwidechoice.org. I think Superdon added it into the mix, so go there if you haven't already.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I'm having a good time doing it. Why not? Why not have fun doing this, right? Gotta have fun. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of disastrous medical situations to discuss around planet Earth. It's always been that way. But I think man has made it worse in terms of, suppressing normal expression of childhood developmental diseases. And wrongly said that they were all bad and evil, in fact. I mean, this is the germ theory, the corruption of the germ theory. And Louis Pasteur, he says, yeah, the germ is evil. No, you know, the thing is, without these germs, bacteria. We don't have an immune system. We're not here without them. I know it's humbling to think that the bugs give us life. But try living without the bugs. You're done. Again, I complain about mosquitoes. I've talked to God about mosquitoes, but he says, hey, what would the bats eat? And I'm like, yeah, I like bats, so what am I going to say? The wisdom is elsewhere, not here. So we got upcoming events. The big one coming up in September the 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. The Trinity Conference. I'm inviting all y'all from around planet Earth to descend upon Chicago, the suburbs, and we're going to get together. Two intense days of health, freedom, and healing liberty. I'll be lecturing a couple of times. I'll be moderating a vaccine panel with extraordinary panelists. It'll be the most unique you've ever heard and seen. That's going to be amazing. And then we have the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress as well. Uh-oh, I got hit. All right, let's see what we got here. We got some blackberries that are monstrous. Look at these. Holding them up for those of you watching on YouTube. Dare I eat them on the air? Super Don, can you cover for me for a minute? I'm going to chew one of these up right now. I can't resist. Look at all of them. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, those are good-sized blackberries for sure.
Oh, those are winners. Thank you very much. Beautiful. So, yeah, Don, good to see you. You guys on tomorrow again? Sweet. Carry on, my friend. Carry on. So, we got the upcoming events. This one is in October 19th through 22nd in Orlando. Stay away from my tea. Kids, so you see, I take a couple of blackberries. He thinks he could take my tea. This is my son. Now he's gone. Go. Get out of here, kid. You're bothering me. So we got October 19th through 22nd, International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. There may be some more events in Florida, in fact, happening right after that event. Looking to maybe get over to Peggy's on the east coast of Florida and maybe all the way down to southeast Florida back to, let's think it's Coral Springs and Tunis as possible right after that. So look for an October tour. And Steve Feld, if you're watching, the room on the shirt for the 2018 tour is growing. We're going to have to get more room on the shirt. So that's coming up. All right, take a deep breath, everybody. We've got to answer some more questions. Unless, Super Don, you got anything to interrupt with? Because it's okay if you do.
No, let's just dive right in here.
All right, diving back up the notes to look at the second question of the day. This is coming from Judith. Hello, Judith. She says, I am a 76-year-old and have been diagnosed with COPD, okay? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. Or disease, however you want to say it. Aggravated by asthma, right? It's not enough that you have COPD. You have to have asthma, too. Come on, Judith. I have been on meds since I was 60. So that's 16 years of toxic poison coming into Judith's body, courtesy of FDA-approved, highly dog-read medical professionals. They have a license for this, by the way. Friend just told me about silver and sent me your link. Which link do you think it is, Super D? Is it, you think it's the YouTube link of me showing how to people nebulize the silver?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular video. Yeah. I am almost convinced that this would help me, but was wondering if I should continue my meds. You know, that's a loaded question. Now, it depends. I mean, there are meds that you can cut cold turkey, like statin drugs. Because apparently you don't develop an addiction. You develop just a toxic poison response. You're killing your liver. But like psychiatric meds, you don't cut them cold turkey. The people that are wrongly convinced of the reality of HIV also are put on meds that are highly addictive. They come off those cold turkey, they get worse, and they think, oh, see, the HIV's coming back, when it's not. It's a complete drug detox reaction, a withdrawal. Let's see what she's on. Maybe I am currently taking Losartan. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, Advair, Spiriva, Singulair, Zyrtec, and Benadryl, plus I nebulize albuterol and salt water. I've had pneumonia and bronchitis more times than I can count, which means she's probably been on loads of antibiotics as well. The doctor says that it will not work, but the silver, yeah, probably. Of course the doctor would say that. And my chiropractor said, just try it a few times and see how it helps. See, at least the chiropractor's got some level of reasonableness in this regard. I can't tell you whether to take your drugs or not. That's not my role or goal here. I will tell you that if you do the silver hydrosol, I don't know of any contraindication. I wouldn't nebulize it at the same time as you were nebulizing your albuterol or your saline, okay? Do it at a separate time. But I will tell you that those people with pneumonia, even, who have been through often every antibiotic on planet Earth and no success, find that they can knock out severe crises within their lungs by getting the active state of silver into there directly through nebulization and see extraordinary recovery in 24 hours sometimes. So I'm all confident. Why? Because I know the properties of the active state of silver. And if you deliver it there in its active form, what will it do? One, antimicrobial. It'll stop bacterial reproduction. It'll stop fungal reproduction. If it's a fungus in there, you're pretty bad off, obviously. It'll stop viral replication. It'll modulate your own immune system, too. But it'll downregulate inflammation locally. So that means if your cells of your lungs, which they are in this case inflamed and constricted, that's why it's hard to breathe with COPD, it will help to open those up. And it will upregulate a process of regeneration of healthy new tissue. That's why it's like people say it's too good to be true. Like, talk to God. God created silver. Friends of mine just released it in the active form. That's all it is. There's also in my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger on page 101, Unlock the Power to Heal. Good loving for your lungs. We're going to talk about love healing next hour, but good loving for your lungs. Talk about lobelia. Lobelia is God's medicine for your lungs. Dr. Christopher's has, a vinegar-based lobelia tincture that you could take orally. You drink it. You don't nebulize it. And there's also antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, Spongia tosta. For the kids, that's toasted SpongeBob. And also Bryonia alba, which is where I'd start, because Bryonia works with the liver. The liver, lung, kidney, remedies, I mean, they're all connected. All connected. If you go to Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, you'll see the link to all of that. So detoxify your liver. You're going to desperately need to do that based on 16 years of poisoning it. Listen, I'm not saying anything that isn't true here. It's just not great news, but you're asking. The good news is you have options now, and I've given you some. The better news would be if you found a naturopath, homeopath, or if your chiropractor can help guide you off, or a medical doctor, or DO that can help guide you off more integratively than a doctor that poisons you. And I'm not even mad at the doctor, nor do I want you to be mad at the doctor. That's how they're trained. That's what they're trained to do. The point is, you got to find one. If you've outgrown your doctor, your consciousness shifted and said, Doc, I don't want to go down this road for the rest of my life. I think it will shorten it. Well, let me find another way. Find someone who will work with you. That's all, Judith. That's all. All right. Now, this is from Fred. Fred said, Dear Dr. Bell. Now, remember the word doctor. It's teacher, healer. I don't claim to be a medical doctor. There was a time when I thought I would be one. My medical doctor uncle said, don't do it. And he was right. I don't have to deal with the garbage that doctors deal with. But teacher, healer, okay? In your Truth About Cancer 2017, that was the Truth About Cancer documentary series online that Ty Bollinger put together, you said that your children never took antibiotics. It's still true. They've never taken antibiotics. My son, 18. My daughter, 13. All right, Fred continues. My concern is rheumatic heart fever, which, although rare, can happen in cases of strep throat not treated with antibiotics. What are your thoughts on that? Well, your assumption is that if you have strep throat that's untreated with antibiotics, that it's going to spread and create a rheumatic fever scenario. And that assumption is just that. It's an assumption. It's not based on individual realities of the immune system of, you know, given one person, maybe your son, your daughter, and the things that you can do to counteract it. In terms of, in fact, I was talking with a medical doctor today. I had an hour and a half training I was doing for him with a PhD researcher as well. And we were talking extensively about silver, and he is doing his level best around the world to help bring healing to people who, like the World Health Organization, they claim they're trying to help. You go in there and try to do it without drugs, they'll kick you out. Doctors Without Borders, same thing, under the aegis of the WHO. They will kick you out if you don't use the antibiotics or vaccines in that case. So we talked about strategically what else you can use, botanicals, minerals, hydration, silver, and the ability to knock out the rheumatic fever, much less that which precedes it, the strep. Strep and no bacteria has any defense against the active state of silver, the ion. It hasn't developed strategies in, I don't know, how many years do you think bacteria have been on planet Earth? Okay? Ask, answer it. How many years do you think silver has been on planet Earth? How many years do you think they might have been interacting for the bacteria to figure out a way, a strategy, to express new DNA, like it does with antibiotics, to figure out a way so that it would become resistant to the presence of the active state of silver? I think it's reasonable to assume, I don't even think it's an assumption, reasonable to say, if the bacteria were going to figure out a way to deal with silver and defeat it, they would have figured it out a long time ago, because it only took about a year or less to begin to defeat penicillin and the sulfa drugs. And now we are at a point in our history, medically speaking, where there are microbes, bacteria that are completely resistant to all antibiotic therapy, including vancomycin, which is like a last line of defense. And what have I seen in terms of in vitro studies? Well, micrograms of silver ions can outperform grams of vancomycin, last line of defense. It's not even a fair competition, but the doctors don't know how to use it yet. They don't know what the active state is, and then when they find it, then they need to know how to use it. And when you're dealing with an infection like strep or staph or anything that's rapidly reproducing in the body, creating a dangerous scenario, you have to hit it and hit it and hit it and hit it again. And it isn't about high PPM, one dose and done. It's about the active state again and again and again, keeping it up, because it drops fast, then getting it up again, it drops fast, getting it up again. And you can, through direct delivery, if you know where it is, in the lungs, the throat, wherever it is, you can overcome and raise your children without antibiotics like I have, including homeopathy, phosphorus, hypersulfur calcarium, and many other remedies in addition to homeoprophylaxis. All right, Schmied, coming up. Are you hungry? Not really.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Say, who do you love? Who do you love, baby? Come on. We got some love happening next hour for sure. We got Ted Anders, PhD, scheduled to join us. He's got a new book, Untwisted: How to Use the Power of Love to Heal Your Emotional Pain. I like that topic. We're going to see what Ted's got to say about it. We had cannabis updates galore. We had questions this hour. You keep them coming. Go to robertscottbell.com and submit them there, and we will get to them as we can. Sometimes there's an emergency. I can't even wait to go on the air. I have to send an email out, or maybe you do a separate video. And for those of you who haven't seen the garden more fully, I did a garden tour. I think it was it Sunday's show? I can't remember now. I think it was an afternoon. A
couple days
show.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that the connection wasn't perfect, so there was dropouts occasionally. But you got the gist of it. You got the visual on it. And I ate a blackberry last segment, and I survived right from the garden picked moments earlier. Now, if we talk food, obviously we have a bias toward real food. What would we call real food as it's been created, how it's been consumed, for how long there's been food? But man just can't leave well enough alone. And if you like meat but you don't like to kill animals, I get that. Okay, that's okay. But shmeat, really? I mean, they have tofurkies, right? Tofu burgers, things like that. There's all kinds of alternatives. In fact, there's other stories about milk now. I don't know if we're going to cover that today or another day. But
and it used to be when somebody said like a meat alternative.
Yeah.
You'd think of like a garden burger or something, right? You know, made out of like nuts and you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You know, man has taken it a step further. We covered this a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Where they're getting really close to putting lab-grown meat on the market.
Yeah.
And this is meat that's grown in a petri dish. And
sounds appetizing.
And the term schmeat actually came sheets from a few years ago when they were first doing this, and it was sheets of meat. Well, it wasn't even meat. Like I said, so they just call it schmeat.
Yeah.
So now I don't know, I'm a little conflicted now, because the first one I saw this story, the state of Missouri passed a law just I think yesterday saying that they are going to forbid the misrepresenting of a product as meat that is not derived from harvested production livestock or poultry. So, and I mean, they're serious about this because violators can be fined $1,000 or even be imprisoned up for a year.
Well,
so they take their meat seriously.
Meat was costing like $1,000 for an ounce.
At this point. Yeah. Now, I don't think they haven't put it out on the market yet, but it sounds like that Missouri's just, you know, preemptively protecting the meat industry. They're in their state. Now, here's at first I was kind of like, yay, because I'm a meat eater. I like a good steak, right? And I don't want to eat something that's grown in a lab.
Right.
But at the same time, you remember not that long ago, we were talking about how the milk industry was going after people who were putting out products like almond milk and soy milk and yada yada whatever, and they're saying that's not milk and you can't call it milk and, you know, we don't want it to be allowed.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, when I read that story about the milk, I was kind of like, guys, come on. I mean, people are going to know, you know, if it says almond milk, they're not going to think, oh, you know, it came from an almond cow. You know, people just have to use their head a little bit. But
yes,
in this case, I think it's a little different because what they're trying to do is protect people from buying something that just says, you know, meat, thinking that they're getting something that came from an actual, you know, alive, you know,
well, we want truth and
butchered
labor,
animal, right?
Truth and labeling.
Well, like the GMOs, right?
Yeah. I think that the milk thing is silly because if you do say almond milk, what moron is going to think, well, the cow is, what, almonds coming out of the teat? No.
It's not
cow milk, right? You say goat milk. Why can't you say almond milk and rice milk?
Well, and this is
milk?
The thing about the whole meat situation because they've been trying to figure out what to call it. Because they, you know, of course, the people that are making the meat in the laboratory, they don't want it, you know, call it like Soylent Green or,
yeah,
or, you know, lab created meat. They want people to buy this stuff and use it. Now, the meat people, the, you know, the farmers and stuff, you know, they don't want it to be called clean meat because then it's going to imply that their meat
is dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
most of the factory farm meat, in my opinion, is dirty. But I guess you got to have a definition of dirt now because it's not dirt. Dirt is cleaner than the stuff that they're doing in factory farms, capo farms. You don't want to eat that. But I don't necessarily want to eat the meat either. I want food. I had some blackberries. I had lasagna last night, organic lasagna. What if we're having that? Oh, no, I think we got slamming tonight. Real slamming, not schmeat slamming.
Yummy.
Wild coho, so good stuff coming. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Belt Show. Stick with us outdoors. It's beautiful. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Belt Show.
The Robert Scott Belt Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.